The first sense is nine chapters in these nine, three chapters, three sections of nines. We have to say the first sections bring before us the faithful servant. The faithful servant. And that is 40 to 48. 49 to 50, 57, we have the righteous servant. Then from 58 to 66, we have the anointed servant. We have just given you a wonderful outline of the book of Isaiah. Now, David is going to speak on something else. Brother Lloyd is going to speak still in the book of Isaiah. And we are going to lift out of the book of Isaiah various features of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are going to see in the book. I am going to speak on the first one, the Lord Jesus as the sign. And what happened was, this king, we want to see something of this king. This king Ahaz. Let us turn to the book of 2 Kings quickly. And we'll get some information about this king, and we'll proceed. 2 Kings chapter 16. And verse 1. Just reading a few verses, we're not going into depth. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Yea, and made his sons to pass through the fire, according to the abomination of the heathens, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Now we are going to see the man that is God sent Isaiah to speak to. So in chapter 16 of 2 Kings, what in the kings, I would say, what it's brought before us is the public and responsible history of the kings. Each one of us are responsible for our public life, not only as this man, but every one of us is responsible for before God for our life in a public way. So this king had lost knowledge of this. Every king had to rewrite the five books of Moses. And it comes upon us that every Christian supposed to read through the whole Bible. Every Christian supposed to have at least read through the New Testament to know about the Lord Jesus Christ and what we have embraced. So now this king, history was brought before us. And God have it recorded. And God says, listen, as Ahaz was responsible, so we are responsible for our public life and our life before God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 28. And verse 1. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did that, and he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like his father David, like David his father. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Balaam. Moreover, he burned incense in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire after the abomination of the heathens whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burn incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Wherefore the Lord, his God, delivered him into the hands of the king of Syria, and they smote him and carried him, and carried away a great multitude of them captive, and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hands of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. Now, let me give you a little history of this king, because we want to save some time. This king was very disappointed, because he leaned on God to deliver him, and God never came in. So he went and he got others. And he said, other gods helped them. So now, he would not trust the Lord. And so when you get into the book of Chronicles, it is not your responsibility. It's not your responsible life is brought into review. That is in Kings. That is the teaching of the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd Kings. God brings before us the kings, their responsible life before him. And likewise, God is going, kingdom truth is this, that God is going to bring our responsible life into review. Every one of us, our work, our motive, and our conduct will be brought into review. And we cannot get away with anything. So God said to this king, he thought God's eyes are closed. God sees everything. So what happened? He decided he's going to do all of this thing. But God says, in other words, God said to him, don't you know? He sent Isaiah to tell him, don't you know you have to give God an answer for your responsible life that God has placed you on planet Earth? Some people ask, well, why God? Why I am here? Well, I don't know why I'm here. I'm just an observer. No, you are not. We are here. God has given us life. And because we have life, we are responsible before him. In the book of Chronicles, it's different. In the book of Chronicles is my moral condition. If you read, you just compare the same verses we read in Kings and read them again in Chronicles. You are going to see where God is bringing before us the moral condition of the king. The king now is not only, we are not only responsible before God, but my moral condition also needs to be in keeping with the example set. God says, like your father David. So then what we will say is like our Lord Jesus Christ.